you reached the right place, a destination called Seoul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to Soul Music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Until I hear you say you're mine. Hey, 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 pretty baby, you're the one I dig the most. Well, I'm glad, little baby, to know you feel the same. I know I'll be satisfied just to have you by my side.
Mr. Dave Dixon from 1961 talking about, hey, hey, pretty baby. And this is a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T-Love coming at you on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just giving you some homegrown classic soul. Talking about, hey, hey, pretty baby. From Dave Dixon. And coming up next, we're going to give you a classic, which was done by this group before it was done by Manfred Mann. Talking about Doo Wah Diddy from the Exciters. And this is a bowl of soul.
Thank you.
Stone Soul from Queens, New York, The Exciters. And you know, The Exciters started out as a girl group with one male member being added afterwards. And at the height of their popularity, the group consisted of lead singer Brenda Reed, her husband Herb Rooney, Carolyn Johnson, and Lillian Walker. And the group, The Exciters, were active from 1961 to 1974, and they sang R&B and pop. And, you know, the Exciters were originally called the Masterettes. It was a sister group to another group called the Masters, and released their first recording, Follow the Leader, in early 1962. But Sylvia Wilbur, who was a member of that the primary group, the Masterettes, left the group to be replaced by Penny Carter, and they auditioned for Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, and they won a recording contract. Penny Carter then left the group and was replaced by Herb Rooney, a member of the Masters, and Brenda Reed and Herb Rooney were later married. But as you know, the group's name was changed to the Exciters, and their first hit record was Tell Him, which was a number four on the U.S. pop chart in early 1963. And they also did, of what you just heard, Do Wah Diddy, which was later done by Manfred Mann, and it became an international hit for Ellie Greenwich, as well as the other songwriting, part of her songwriting team of Tony Powers. So Lieber and Stoller, in 1965, the Exciters left the Lieber and Stoller management team and the United Artists label for Roulette Records, and they issued a remake of the Frankie Lymon teenager song, I Want You to Be My Boy. And as time went on, the Exciters continued. In 1975, Brenda and Herb Rooney, which were both credited as the Exciters, enjoyed a hit single in the UK with Reaching for the Best. And this is A Bowl of Soul. These are some homegrown singers, the Exciters from Queens, New York, being celebrated. We celebrate the Exciters here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, got an oldie but goodie from the Temptations talking about You Got to Earn It. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed bowl of soul music, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
giving you the Tempting Temptations with a B-side hit. Song was done in 1964. It was on the flip side of their 1965 top hit, Since I Lost My Baby. Coming off the album, The Tempting Temptations, You've Got to Earn It, which was written by Smokey Robinson and also the group's main guitarist, Cornelius Grant. They both wrote this song for The Temptations, You Got to Earn It. The song peaked at number 23 on the Billboard bubbling under Hot 100 pop charts. And definitely it peaked at number 22 on the R&B singles chart. And this was a smoker that was led by the legendary Mr. Eddie Kendricks. This was with the original Five Temptations, which included Melvin Franklin, Paul Williams, David Ruffin, Otis Williams, and Eddie Kendricks. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we're going to give you some classic soul from my favorite ballad group, the Delphonics, talking about It's Too Late. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, you broke my heart for the very last time. Now I'm giving up. I've got to blow your mind. It's too late. It's over. I'm changing now. Don't take me by my hand no more. You don't understand no more. Too late, it's over now. Too late, too late.
Tell Me This Is a Dream, which was the fourth album by the Delphonics, released in 1972 on the Philly Groove label. And on this album, it introduced the singer Major Harris to the lineup, replacing founding member Randy Kane. On this album, I thought this was a good album. The lead single, Hey Love, Hey Love, Hey Love, that's a killer single. And Too Late, of which you just heard, Walk Right Up to the Sun, Hand in Hand, and also Tell Me This Is a Dream. I'm telling you, there's like four or five, six solid hits on this album that was done by the legendary Delphonics. It was released in May of 1972 and recorded in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. As you know, the Delphonics were from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, giving you some of that Philly soul. And the album was produced by the legendary Mr. Tom Bell and Stan Watson. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We're going to give you some soul soul jazz here from Brother Jack McDuff, talking about you better run on home, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
Thank you.
Giving you some classic jazz from the legendary Mr. Jack, Brother Jack McDuff, who was born September 17th, 1926, and he died January 23rd, 2001. He was an American jazz organist and organ trio band leader who was most prominent during the hard bop and soul jazz era of the 1960s. He is also credited with giving guitarist George Benson his first break. In the years active, he played was from 1960 to 2001. He was born in Champaign, Illinois, and he began playing bass, appearing in Joe Farrell's group, and he was encouraged by Willis Jackson, in whose band he also played bass in the late 1950s. In the late 1950s, and Jack McDuff moved to playing the organ and began to attract the attention of the record label Prestige while he was still with Willis Jackson's group. And Jack McDuff recorded many classic albums on the Prestige label, including his debut solo Brother Jack in 1960, The Honey Dripper 1961 with tenor saxophonist Jimmy Forrest and guitarist Grant Green. Also, Brother Jack Meets the Boss, 1962, featuring the legendary Gene Ammons, and Screamin', 1962, with alto saxophonist Leo Wright and Kenny Burrell on the guitar. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We celebrate the legendary jazz organist, Mr. Jack McDuff. And coming up next, we're going to give you some funk from the organization, talking about Smokey Feeling, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Feeling must be fine. It's a good group. Definitely mine. Smokey Feeling. We'll be right back.
Yeah, giving you the creative sounds of the group called The Organization from 1974. They were based out of Canada, giving you some funk and soul, and on that single called Smoky Feeling. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s. A little bit of the 60s. Thrown in with some of the 70s. Mix well with the 80s. Bring to boil with the 90s. And just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
Look at you. So beautiful.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Look at you.
Look at you.
This is from the legendary Mr. George McRae off of the album Rock Your Baby from 1974. And you know, Rock Your Baby was an 11 million seller in 1974 worldwide. It was something about that Florida, Southern Florida R&B Junkanoo beat that was going on with Rock Your Baby. This song was also very hot, still hot today. Look at You got a nice funky shuffle, Southern Florida shuffle beat going on there. Was loving it. That album was produced by the legendary Mr. Harry Wayne Casey, also known as Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band, as well as Mr. Richard Finch as well. And you know, George McRae was also married to Miss Gwen McRae, who was also a singer on the Cat record label. He was on, you know, George McRae was recorded on the RCA record label. He was distributed through RCA Records, and he did very well in the 70s. He's still going strong today. He's still singing from 1974 to the present. And, you know, initially, you know, George McRae was going to become a police officer, join the police force, because he's a Navy veteran. And, you know, he also did sing, too. He had a group that he was singing with called the Jivin' Jets. But later on, you know, as time went on, he decided he wanted to go into law enforcement. He was about to return to college to study law enforcement. And then he ran into Richard Finch and Harry Wayne Casey, also known as Casey, and they invited him to sing the lyrics for a song that they had recorded for their band, Casey and the Sunshine Band, but they could not reach the high notes that were required for the song. The original intention was to have his wife, Gwen McRae, record the song, but she was, from what I understand, they say she was late for the recording session, and George McRae recorded alone. It suited his high-pitched voice, and it became one of the first hits of the disco era in 1974, as I stated, selling an estimated 11 million copies worldwide, topping the charts in the U.S. and the U.K. The song was so successful that Rolling Stone magazine voted Rock Your Baby the number one song of the year in 1974. George McRae received a Grammy Award nomination for Best Male R&B Vocalist the following year. He should have gotten a Grammy for it, because that was a you could say a diamond selling single in 1974. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch A Bowl of Soul. We're back on live365.com. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. We're also on iHeartRadio. I want to give a shout out to the listeners on iHeartRadio. They're definitely blowing up A Bowl of Soul and taking it to huge proportions to the stratosphere. Also, make sure you can catch A Bowl of Soul on my website as well, abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. And make sure when you go to that website, rate A Bowl of Soul. Rate how much you enjoy A Bowl of Soul. Just rate A Bowl of Soul. Like to hear your feedback on it as well. And definitely, I like to thank the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, for continuing to have A Bowl of Soul. A Bowl of Soul has been on PRN for the past 5 years, and I'm very thankful to that. And keep tuning in and listening to some classic soul and R&B from 1949 to the present. Coming up next, going to bring you another hot smoker from Miss Kelly Patterson, talking about Turn on the Light. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry. And if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Thank you.
but my mama, she never said such treasures I would find. Oh no, your fingers are like magic, baby, but it's too dark to see.
Giving you some soul from Miss Kelly Patterson off of the album called Be Happy. Turn on the lights, baby. Coming up next, we're going to play a Smoker from the Honeycomb talking about Sunday morning people. Listen to the lyrics. They're pretty deep. You know, you go to church on Sunday, but you hate people during the week. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Sunday morning people, you better listen to me. You go to church on Sunday, hate your neighbor all week. Do you pray as loud as you can now? Turn your back on your fellow man now. You swear you're on the level, then you shake hands with the devil. You've got to help your brothers 7 days a week. Give peace and happiness, is what you seek. Sunday morning people, practice what you preach. You can't go to church all Sunday and hate your neighbor all week. You know the man upstairs is watching you, yeah. So you call yourself to do things you don't want to do, like sharing with the poor at the church door. 'Cause every Sunday morning you ask him to forgive, but you go on sinning every hour you live. Sunday morning people, woo!
Giving it up for the Honeycomb 1969, talking about Sunday morning people. And you know, the Honeycomb were active from 1969 to 1973, and they were an R&B soul all-girl vocal group who are remembered for the number one Billboard number one hit single "Want Ads," and they were the premier female group for Hot Wax Records, operated by Holland Dozier Holland after they had departed from Motown Records. And the lead singer, Edna Wright, is the sister of the legendary Miss Darlene Love. Edna Wright, along with Carolyn Willis and Shelley Clark, were formed in 1969, and they were the newly created Hot Wax Records' first signing to the fledgling label. and the trio had previous musical experience, with Carolyn Willis being a member of Girlfriends and Shelley Clark was an ex-member of the Ikettes and Edna Wright was a member of the gospel group the Kojiks. And Wright and Willis were also part-time members of Darlene Love's group the Blossoms. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Honey Cone, who had got together again on the Soul Train Cruise in 2014. These ladies really did have a good run of hits from 1969 to 1974. They also had another number one R&B hit and number 11 pop hit with Stick Up, which sold in excess of 1 million units. And then their success continued with One Monkey, Don't Stop No Show, which charted at number 15, and The Day I Found Myself, which charted at number 23. You know, Honey Cone had split before 1973 ended, but then the record label Hot Wax soon folded afterwards, and Edna Wright went on again to be a solo singer, and she recorded with RCA Records. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and coming up next, we're going to give you something from the legendary Miss Lolita Holloway, talk about Mama Don't, Papa Don't. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah.
Giving you some classic soul from the legendary late great Miss Lolita Holloway, talking about Mama Don't, Papa Won't. Coming up next, and we're going to leave you with this because, you know, it is Friday. And thank God it is Friday. And I hope that you will have a great Friday. Coming up here on A Bowl of Soul, Mr. R. Kelly, a classic from 1995, talking about Thank God It's Friday. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Karen Bernard. Come listen to the Soul Pioneers on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Now it's time for me to get around. Club popping, ain't no stopping. Everybody's in the mood. Mind blowing once you feel the music starting to get to you. Disco nights, party lights, it's all good. Just stop, just let this volume get in you. Take some time out for yourself and let this Friday get to you.
Kelly, thank God it's Friday. I hope that you enjoyed listening to A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with me by following me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you like my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And you can email me, hit me up, at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And make sure, if you're in the New York City area, make sure you go to B.B. King's, because B.B. King's got some really good smoking soul music shows coming up. They have the First Ladies of Neo Soul tribute, the music of Lauryn Hill, Sade, and Jill Scott, R&B Divas, the music of Mariah Carey, Minnie Riperton, and Patti LaBelle will be performing tonight at 8 p.m. at B.B. King's, and the legendary Mr. Ruben Studdard, yes, he will be at B.B. King's on Saturday, 7-8 at 7:30 p.m., and you know, on Sunday, the MC Fabuloso, Mr. Raekwon of the Wu-Tang Clan, will be there on Sunday at 9 p.m., and you know, they got Sheila E. will be at B.B. King's in August, as well as Drew Hill and the Average White Band. So make sure you go to bbkingblues.com. And I hope that you enjoyed A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you treat people as you wish to be treated. Make sure you show love from your heart. Be genuine. Be for real. But love with all your heart. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.